This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. More delays to go along with denials from the EPA about what they knew about the What's Upstream campaign and when. Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says the denials start with EPA Northwest Administrator Dennis McLaren.
He said he was not aware of the overt political activity of the campaign, including the take action button, until spring of 2016 when congressional action highlighted the problems with the campaign.
Barron says that statement is contradicted by information provided by his own staff.
The FOIA documents that we have revealed that he was made aware of this problem going back to December of 2015, shortly after the campaign launched, because in preparation for a meeting he had, his staff prepared talking points for Mr. McLaren to use in this meeting. And in those talking points, they made very clear that one of the problems with the campaign was the legislative activity, the letter on there, and the link for citizens to provide a letter directly to the legislature.
Barron says another contradiction came when McLaren stated in a May letter to Congress the What's Upstream public campaign had been halted. But in a separate declaration, he said tribal leaders told him that while the billboards and transit ads had been pulled down, the website and social media activities would continue. Listen tomorrow when Barron talks about what the new administration could mean for the EPA.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.